Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Orioles made a trade last night, trading Grayson Rodriguez to the Angels for Taylor Ward. Grayson Rodriguez, former first-round pick of the Baltimore Orioles. And let's talk to someone else who was a first-round pick of the Baltimore Orioles and knows what it's like to pitch for this team. He's on the Masson broadcast during the season. It's Ben McDonald that joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And, Ben, thank you as always for your time, especially here in the offseason. Your reaction to the trade?
Yeah, always good to be with you guys. I think shock more than anything. I think I was like everybody else, just kind of thinking about going to bed, sitting around watching TV, and all of a sudden it came across the clicker that Grayson Rodriguez had been traded for Taylor Ward, you know, and it was like, wow, you know, I didn't see that coming for sure. And I mean, my initial thoughts are, I mean, if you look at it, obviously, Taylor Ward had a career year last year, if I remember correct. I seemed like he hit,
yes,
you know, 36 homers, drove in over 100. Walk, you know, a little bit above average walk rate. Now, he does strike out, you know. Mm-hmm. I think he struck out 170-something times last year, which is a high strikeout rate, too. But hits the ball over defense. The batting average wasn't great, obviously. But his strength clearly, you know, is hitting left-handed pitch. And we know the Orioles have been talking about a right-handed bat, preferably in the outfield. And I think they got their guy. Now, what's a little bit concerning is, you know, Grayson Rodriguez, if I'm not mistaken, had 4 years of club control left, where Taylor Ward only has just this year. So it's a one-year rental in some ways. Of course, the Orioles have the option to extend him during the year if they choose to, or sign him in free agency, you know, during, you know, when the season's over next year. But that was the big shocker to me. And, guys, the only thing I can make out of this, and for me, the number one concern for the Orioles going into the offseason was pitching, right? I mean, yeah, the Orioles needed starting pitching. I think that was number one. Yes, a right-handed bat was on the list too, but I think the number one thing, and to give up a potential top-of-the-rotation guy is a little bit concerning to me, to be honest. And the only thing that I can come up with is the Orioles just feel like internally that Grayson Rodriguez was not ever going to be healthy, mm-hmm, enough. And that's the reason why. And look, I'm only speculating here, but maybe when they got into that elbow and it was supposed to be a minor surgery, and maybe with all the medical stuff they did, they found something internally that they did not like on a physical or an MRI, or when they got inside the arm of Grayson Rodriguez, it's like, this is too big of a risk. We're going to go ahead and give him a change of scenery. We're going to pick up a right-handed hitter, you know. And that's the only thing that I can come up with, because 4 years versus one when you need starting pitching and a guy that could be a top rotation or towards a top rotation guy, that's the only scenario that I could come up with.
Ben, I remember we had you on probably prior to spring training last year and asked him, what's that next step for Grayson to be that upper echelon pitcher? And you said it. Hey, you got to hit the post. He's got to stay healthy, make 30 starts, and unfortunately didn't throw a pitch for the Orioles last year. Is there a recalibration you think now? Maybe the Angels, like, could you flirt with moving him to the bullpen to try to keep him healthier? What do you think the future is for Grayson?
Well, you know, I asked Tony Mancelino that last year when Grayson, you know, because Grayson went on record, and I think he thought that he would be back next year at some point. Remember, he had the interview with the media I plan on pitching in 2025. And I asked Tony that question directly, privately at the time. I said, what's the plans for Grayson? You know, do you think maybe he could be a rotation piece, or do you think maybe the boy? He said, from what I understand, the arm just doesn't bounce back quickly enough to be a reliever. In other words, we don't know that we can throw him in back-to-back days. And if you can't throw him back-to-back days, it's hard to be a reliever. Mm-hmm. If that's still the case, then obviously he's got to be a starter. And obviously, you know, he didn't pitch much 2 years ago, didn't pitch at all last year. So if you're the Angels, I think you got to kind of bring him along. And I thought this is what the Orioles would do, right? I mean, my best-case scenario was Zach Eflin, Grayson Rodriguez. Grayson Rodriguez was going to be healthy when the season started this year. Maybe you get 15, 18 starts out of him. And then all of a sudden, coming off back surgery, here comes Eflin, and Eflin takes the ball the rest of the way in that spot, and you figure out what to do with Grayson Rodriguez at that point. Maybe the Angels have a similar plan now for Grayson Rodriguez, where maybe he goes in the rotation. Maybe they find a way to limit his innings. Maybe they find a way to move him around a little bit. Maybe he's a starter for a while. Maybe he becomes a long guy in the bullpen to finish the season, just so he doesn't overdo the innings and the pitches and all that kind of stuff. But I'm a big believer in Grayson Rodriguez. I know he's fallen on tough times. I get it. I know he was a high first-round pick. I understand all that stuff, but it just feels like he was due to have a healthy season. And look, he's a great kid. You guys know mm-hmm. that. He's a great guy, and I only wish him the best. I know it's the injuries were a big part of it, and I can relate in some ways because I was nicked up in my career along the way from time to time too. But I just feel like, and I hope for his sake, that he gets his career on track and he can get healthy.
We kind of were thinking that this might be Ryan Mountcastle's last week here, because you've got the Friday deadline to tender him. You've got now you've added another right-handed bat to the mix, and O'Neill, you know, didn't opt out because of the injuries, and you've got Kobe Mayo, who we know is really a first baseman now, not a third baseman, and hasn't played the outfield. So we kind of were thinking that he might be the odd man out, and now they add Taylor Ward on top of it. Do you see things maybe shaping up that way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think there's beginning to get a log jam. And look, you could make a case as a log jam in the outfield, too, now.
Yeah.
You know, you could make that case, too, unless you're planning on platooning some guys out there like a Colton Cowser, you know? I mean, because, listen, I mean, Taylor Ward's a left fielder. He's a corner outfielder. He's not a center fielder. The Orioles had talked about a center field piece, too. So, and Harrison Bader's name has been mentioned in that. So you really haven't addressed your center field needs either if you're the Orioles, unless you think Colton Cowser. And look, I think Colton Cowser can be a serviceable center fielder. I think he showed that last year. I think he's an above-average corner outfielder, mm-hmm. but I think he's serviceable. Now, if you want to go get a real dude to play center field, some guy with some speed that can really go, then you turn towards Harrison Bader. If you go pick up a center fielder, now you really have a log jam. So then it starts to feel like, okay, there's going to be some trades at the major league level with that going on. And I think it's the same way over at first base now, you know, because I know others have been mentioned. I mean, Pete Alonso's name has been mentioned potentially with the Orioles too. Now, would Pete Alonso want to come to Baltimore? Maybe. Will the Orioles spend that kind of money? I don't know. We'll find out. But I think there is starting to be a logjam over at first base for at bats, because Vasayo's going to play. And, you know, he's going to hit. He's going to DH. He can play first base, which is a help. Obviously, Rutschman, when healthy, is going to pretty much catch, and he'll DH a little bit too. And now you add Taylor Ward to go along with Tyler O'Neill. And so now you start to wonder, okay, what's going on? It just feels like, guys, this is only the beginning of what's going to be a very interesting offseason, both in the trade market, I think, and in the free agency as well.
Well, let's finish there, Ben. We thought coming into this offseason that they were going to be very active as far as pitching is concerned. And the first move they made is to trade a pitcher which we don't know his health status. Alas, though, they still need pitching. You expect them to bring in at least one, possibly two starters, and there's the whole bullpen that needs to be put together.
Yeah, no, look, there is a ton of work to do. I mean, you can make the case it's the most work by far that Mike Elias has ever had to do in his tenure in Baltimore this offseason that's coming up. We knew that when the season ended. And, yes, to answer your question, in my opinion, the Orioles need, without a doubt, a top-of-the-rotation piece to slide in there around or between Trevor Rogers and Kyle Bradish. I think you need it. Is it a Framber Valdez? Is it a Ranger Suarez? Is it a Dylan Cease, who I would love to have? Is it any of those guys? I don't know, but it feels like that's what...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen, if you're going to contend in the AL East, because we know what the Blue Jays did this year. We know the Yankees are going to be even better next year. We know the Red Sox are going to be really good. And if you want to contend in the AL East, dude, you got to have the horses to run. And the Orioles need a few more horses to me in that rotation. And look, I love Kyle Bradish. I love Trevor Rogers. Kyle Bradish is a real dude. Dean Kramer is solid. He's an innings eater. He can do those kind of things too. But you still need to beef it up. So in my opinion, you need a top rotation piece and you need another starter towards the back end as well, just for depth. Because we saw last year what happens, and you can't count on a healthy season. It doesn't happen in Major League Baseball. It seems like you got to have 8 or 9 starters now to get through 162 games, and that's if you're lucky. That's if you're lucky. Mm. If you have bad luck like the Orioles had, it may take 12 or 13 starters to get through a season. So you got to have that. And, you know, I was glad to see Kittredge come back. I think Kittredge can be a big piece. He sits towards the back end. He's got that experience. I think that was a good move to get him back. But there's still a lot of work to do in the bullpen, there's no doubt. So, like I said, I think this is only the beginning. I think Birdland's going to be excited about it. I know I'm excited about what's going on because every indication I'm getting, and you guys are hearing what I'm hearing from Mr. Rubenstein and from Mike Elias and from the front office, is, hey, we're going to be aggressive this offseason. We're going to try to change some things up, and I think this is just the beginning.
Ben McDonald, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes,
by the way,
is
Cajun Thanksgiving different than normal Thanksgiving? Anything that's on the table that might be different down in Louisiana?
Not really. I mean, we're pretty traditional, turkey dressing, all those kind of things. I mean, you may see a crawfish dish or two. You can see a little etouffee on the side.
Yes.
Maybe some people do a little seafood gumbo on the side, that kind of stuff. But there's always going to be some turkey and there's going to be some dressing. That's always a given.
Ben, you're the best. Thanks so much.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
Coming up next, we analyze this trade. What do we think of this move? And we buy in the aggressive Orioles in free agency. It's all the young dudes next here on The Fan.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today.
Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.